Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a psychology class.
Color psychology isn't just for psychologists. Regular people use color all the time to portray or influence particular moods. Colors can be separated into two types, warm colors and cool colors. Based on how they influence people, I'll give you a few examples of how they're used to achieve desired effects. Warm colors, like pinks and oranges, induce feelings of comfort. Now, in some countries, school sports teams paint certain locker rooms pink. Do you know why? Well, many sports teams paint their opponents' locker rooms pink in hopes that it will be so comforting that it will cause the opposing players to lose energy. After all, you don't want to be comforted before an important game. You should be excited and ready for action if you're going to play well. Hence, this is a good example of how color is used to manipulate others. Now, since cool colors make people feel confident, blue is a common clothing color for people like policemen and others in positions of authority. It's a color that's considered to be powerful without seeming menacing. It's no coincidence that blue suits are a popular choice to wear to job interviews. And actually, fashion consultants recommend wearing blue to interviews or new jobs because it serves as an outward display of confidence.